When I was taking your voice, when I played Eric on the tape, before I came, I looked it up when I actually read it. But you were talking about how physically difficult the new life was. But you said it, I think you did say that it never really got to be a crucial trial because Baba was there.
Yeah.
You never asked, I don't know, I guess I've always wondered if you did ask yourself during the new life, how can I do this? Is it worth it?
Pardon?
Whether you ever asked yourself during the new life, if you ever said to yourself, my God, how can I do this? Is it worth it?
No.
No.
That thought never came. Never came. I don't know. Nobody was, pestered with such thought. I don't know, because nobody spoke out like that. And with my own experience, thought never entered. Such thoughts would never enter. His personality was overwhelming. Baba's presence was there. Baba's presence and personality, very overwhelming. And one would want to do anything for him. Yeah. But it was a great strain on the physical body. It was, there's no doubt about it. When I first joined Baba, I felt like, well, I was so strong and all that, and felt like doing anything for him. Yeah. Not that I adore him as the Lord or in the sort. Why I did, I don't know. But that's how my intention was, and that's how I was, my mind was working like that. Would want to do anything for him. Why, if you were to ask me? And there were no strings attached, that I expected nothing from him. But he made me do it. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Each one who was with him was not because of his own motivation, but because he wanted us to be with him. And he gets the things done. That's the key.
Because Baba wanted you to do it.
Pardon?
Because Baba wanted you to
do it. Yeah. Baba, yeah. Why we were there? Because he wanted us to be there. Why would we obey him?
Makes what? No sense without him wanting you. Yeah.
What's there? Yeah. Because he made us obey him. Mm-hmm.
You had to trust him pretty well, totally and completely. Just never.
There was no question of trusting also. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just there.
There
wasn't any question.
Yeah, there was no such thing as faith or anything of the sort.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as love. He would ask me one day, he came, it was a surprise for me. He says, do you love me? It was a surprise, that question. I said, I don't know. I said, why are you here then? I said, I don't know. You called me and I'm here.
That's the question that Jesus asked Peter.
Hmm?
That's what Jesus asked Peter.
Really?
Do you love me? He asked him three times.
Yeah, he asked us also, asked me also many times, but not at the same time. Then he says, you don't know, then why are you here? I said, I don't know. You don't love me? I can't say that I don't love you, but I don't know whether I love you. He says, come here. He called me and says, kiss me on my cheek and say, I love you, Baba. So I approached and just give a peck there. Is this the way to kiss anybody? Yeah. And say, I love you, Baba. That's how it was. And he repeated once in a while, after 2 months, 3 months, like that. Yeah. And see how stupid the mind is. When he does that, out of his grace, graciousness and all that, my mind, because I had nothing, I don't know what I had, but I knew one thing, that I didn't have any spiritual inclination or any inclination to follow a master or follow the avatar or this. I didn't know anything about that. He called me and I was there, that's all. So my mind registers this after he repeated this 3, 4, 5 times. So what's the matter with him? Is he starving of love or something like that? See how the mind is. And I couldn't dare to say that to him, but my mind, it went through my mind. What's that? He wants us to love him like that? Or what is he after all?
Couldn't that be?
Huh?
Huh? It was just several months ago that, you know, I didn't spend my life with Baba, but I was looking at his picture and thinking how maybe that's why he does come, is that he wants to get it. He needs our love.
Yeah, he told us that. He has said in so many words that all that I need is your love. Because, and I don't need anything from you, the love that I've given you, I want you to return to me, that's all. Yeah, he would say that. So, but still my mind is just like that. Mm-hmm. What he had said, is my mind forgets. But here the mind registers this. What's the matter with this man? He is hungry for our love or something like that. That's how. But then after he passed away, then we do realize why he did that, what is it. Then it came to my mind. Again, the same mind that had rebelled against such things says, oh, how gracious was he. How compassionate and merciful is he. That we could not love. He commanded us to love him. Not only that, but he made us act that we want to love him. Say, I love you, Baba. He made us say that. And in doing that, he sowed the seed of his love in us, so that the love now overflows for him. Without him giving anything, how can we take that? Yeah, yeah. So that's how it was. And he had told us, many times he had told us, and there are in words are in print, that all I want from you is your love for me. I have come to give the same ancient message, love, love God. Love me because I am God in human form. And then you would add to the mandala, says, I don't ask you anything of your own. The love that I have given you, you just return it to me. That's all I want.
Sounds like a Parsi.
Yeah.
I've given you, I just want it back.
Yeah. Because you consider it to be yours, you see. It is only through love that we forget our falseness. That's what it is. Only when we begin to love him the way he should be loved, we forget. That's what Baba says, that God cannot be found. He's never lost. All that you need to do is to lose yourself and God is. So how to lose yourself? The only solution, not through your penances, not through your rites and rituals or prayers or going through the scriptures or nothing. Creating love and loving him. Lose yourself through love for him. That's what he has said.
Erich, at the same time though, isn't that love that you have for Baba something that he gives you? Like, being able to love God comes from his grace to the individual?
He says that God, love is a gift from God to man. Yeah.
But Erich, you just said we create the love. You said
Erich.
We sort of make it in our heart, right?
Yeah, but because of his grace, so yeah, that's how it is. And that creative, what you call, love that is there, love that is sprouting or anything, it is because he gives us.
Erich.
He has already given to me, excuse me, he has already given to given us his order to mankind. Love me. He has commanded. But in just words of love. Love me. As if he is begging, you know. But that is his command. And that has to be fulfilled, necessarily. Without his command, without his demanding it, how is it possible for us to give that love? Our loving is not loving him. Our loving is in response to his command to love him. Yeah. Creatures are creatures. We have not even that power, not even that grace to love him as he should be loved.